I guess I was sort of in a bit of a slump emotionally, and a few things were causing me a bit of difficulty in my life at the time. So I think that is a large part of the reason why that first album, there's quite a bit of angst, kind of melancholy about it. But it wasn't really until our drummer that we have now, Annetta, joined the band, maybe 18 months or 2 years after the band had first started. And that was pretty much coincided with the beginning of the songwriting for this album. Thankfully, I was in a much better headspace around that time, and there was a lot of new energy that was brought to the band when Annetta joined. And then we also got a keyboard player, Cody, to join the band shortly after that. And all those kind of contributing factors, along with in my personal life, started seeing my current partner. And that was a very happy time for me. And the songwriting took a very distinct shift towards basically being a lot more optimistic, sort of looking forward. And that's a large part of the reason why the songwriting for this band has that kind of strong positivity to it.
In many respects, Your Love is a love album. You've written about the admiration for someone, being vulnerable, and the growth that comes with finding a partner in life. But I want to talk about the sound of the record first. And yeah, there's that pop tip as well in terms of sound. Can you cast your mind back to what you were listening to while writing the record?
Even though I'd been sort of writing a lot of punkier, sort of louder stuff prior to this, I'd always been listening to a lot of music from the 1970s, I could say. Artists like Elton John, you know, even sort of bands like Alice Cooper and stuff, like even bands like kind of ELO and things like that. And I always had this strong nostalgia, and I love the way that the production sounded in that era, maybe like Cat Stevens and Carole King, and kind of happened in the 70s where there was this real sort of storytelling element to it, but also like a very interesting and sort of ambitious arrangements and stuff around the songs.
Yeah, certainly a very considered approach during that era in terms of songwriting and production as well, of richness and warmth.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, there's something about that era of recording where they sort of hit this sort of zenith of like production meets kind of songwriting at the time, where it still had this very live and immediate sound, but at the same time it was, yeah, quite spacious and sort of dynamic, and just a lot of like interesting textures and movements and stuff in the songwriting, where it's less about verses and choruses and more about just sort of subtle and interesting kind of layers that kind of interplay throughout the songwriting.
Lyrically, there's a lot on the album about changing your life and making a new start, especially on a trio of songs at the very beginning, The Same Dream through to 365. Was that in the back of your mind, the idea of reinventing yourself and making a better version of yourself?
Definitely. I think you've hit the nail on the head exactly. Obviously, you know, in the beginnings of a new relationship, there's all that kind of giddy excitement and a little bit of insecurity. But then as things go on, I think I kind of talked about it a bit in the song My Priorities, where I could actually feel myself becoming more comfortable and at ease with myself, also within the relationship. And I was getting a bit older and feeling like it was time for me to sort of basically take on new responsibilities and really start to think ahead and make plans for what was going to happen in the future. But I also felt like very comfortable and ready to do that. And so there's a lot of reflection that happens at that point where you're right in the middle and you're thinking about everything that's happened prior and perhaps the things that you weren't as happy with and how you're going to go about changing them for the better, and not just for myself, but for my relationship and the people around me.